What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Today is the 1st of October. It's almost Christmas, 2020.
Shit, yeah.
Me and Aaron McCann. That's Aaron McCann. Just back from Glasgow this morning.
Fresh off the plane. Literally fresh off the plane.
I wouldn't say fresh, but we got off the plane. And we'll talk about that in a second. We'll plug some gigs here. Let me tell you something. They've been on tour. The motherfuckers have been on tour. Cleaning up. And go to shine.net. You can get the rest of the tour tickets. I'm in Dublin on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron's coming with me. If you want to come down to Dublin, see some fucking comedy, that is an option. Also, Lavery's is on the same night. You know, dual businesses running at once. So Maureen will be in Belfast, and she'll be running Lavery's Comedy Club, which will be Mickey emceeing, Dave Elliott, and fucking Danny O'Brien. So that's going to be killer.
Belter lineup.
And he's just back from the Fringe, you know, with his show, so it'll be pure fire. And then the second night of the Odyssey is on sale. Billboards went up. It's about 2/3 sold, so get the fucking tickets, and then it'll be sold out. And then I'll just be like, audible spunking.
Audible spunking.
You know what I mean? And that's pretty much it. Do you want to plug anything while you're here, Aaron?
I have a brand new podcast.
Yeah.
Are you fucking piece of shit?
No, I'm joking. You knew I was going to do that. Fuck's sake.
What are you like, Colin?
And it's funny because you only talked about it for 7 years and now he has a podcast. And what's it called? I named it.
Well, I named it and then you went, that would be it.
No. You said a word.
Well, I said it and then you went, yeah.
And then I said you should call it that. Yeah. Master of Marketing.
Dirt Civil.
The podcast is called Dirt Civil. It's you and your wee retarded friend Tim.
My Presbyterian friend Tim.
That's so good.
And the retarded one.
He's, what did I say? He's a cunt in sheep's clothing. That's what I said the other day.
Yeah.
His values are that of a Nazi taxi driver.
Ian Paisley's ghost has seeped into this lad. And he won't say fuck for the life of him, but ask him his views on abortion. See what happens.
He won't dump a load in someone pre-marriage.
Yeah.
You know, but he'll fuck you in the mouth.
You didn't finish inside her,
lad. You didn't go off inside her.
With no plans for matrimony.
When he finds out what a worthless fucking move marriage is, he'll be like, what, I should have been splattering loads for fucking years. That's what he'd realize. They go, oh, guess what happened? Someone signed a page.
Yeah.
And now I can be like, a guck.
Yeah. But until he puts a ring in someone's finger, he's just getting sucked down. That's it.
He's just putting a finger in someone's ring. What a great joke. What a great joke. I'm going to throw this teabag just over here somewhere.
Fuck it in the corner. Go ahead. That's it.
Fuck it. There's worse. Let's hit that cap.
Roofless.
All sorts of flames. Sick. Simon. Aaron has a podcast. It already gets more listens than mine.
No, it doesn't. And, not even a 12. I've checked the statistics.
And that's not even all the statistics, bro.
Yeah.
That's just SoundCloud.
No, I didn't actually check anything, but...
Look at my listen.
Yeah.
That's me nose laughing.
Yeah.
Right. So you got a podcast, your tour's over. Aaron will be on tour with me most of the time.
Yeah.
So if you want to go ahead and plug all my gigs too. No, I'm joking. Let me play a central and then we'll talk about Glasgow and stuff. My throat feels like there's glass in it.
I'm sick.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
All right.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
Why?
That's just the intro.
Oh, it's just the beat, is it?
Yeah.
You're such a
You missed it, you white bitch. So, being on tour, what have we done in the last while there? It kicked off where?
A lot's happened in the past 24 hours. Well, it kicked off.
Kicked off in Ardoan.
Kicked off in Ardoan.
You weren't there.
It was at Woody's wedding.
But it was so light.
Yeah.
And then I'd already done one work in progress. That show was a bit wobbly, but got away with it. Then we did Marfelt, Terrace Hotel, which is one of those places. Someone's like, you know, the promotions company are like, do you want to stick it on there? And you're like, sure, don't know what the fuck goes on down there. And then you go down and it's great.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
And sold out.
Yeah, great crowd.
And Chris Wee from And So I Watch You From Afar was doing the sound and the lights.
Very surreal.
I don't know how that came about. Very nice. Like, he's literally in one of my favorite bands ever, and he's here doing the lights and the sound and taking the door and all that shit.
And he gave you a wee sweet wee strobe lighting effect when you walked on stage.
He did, which essentially was on and off.
And he fucking blinded me walking off.
Yeah.
I stared directly into the thing.
With his beauty.
Yeah.
Sexy bastard. You know what I mean? But we went down there, and I love going to those wee towns that, you know, doesn't really get a lot of stuff in it usually, because you walk through the crowd. Remember, we were going out the back, and people were just like, hello, boys.
Yeah.
Hello.
You know it's like a proper small town when the names of businesses are just what they sell? Power supplements. The hotel.
Yeah.
Butchers.
Pizza shop.
Cup
of piss for the boys.
Oh, mm. What is that, Lemsip?
No, it's a peppermint tea.
Oh.
It's one step above warm water.
Nice.
I was just like, let this bath water have a bit of taste to it.
It's like someone fucked a couple of polos in it.
Almost exactly. That's what I never thought of that. I could just make it myself. It would actually be quite sweet.
Boiling water with a lock of polos. Throw a lock of Halls sweets.
I love mints, bro.
What do you think about an ice cream?
I'll eat it, for sure. If it was given the fucking choice of loads, I probably wouldn't pick it, but I certainly wouldn't kick it out of bed for eating crackers.
I nearly, fucking died laughing this morning. We stopped off at the spa for essential breakfast wraps, and standing in the queue.
See, at this point, we've been up for fucking 6 hours.
Rock stars. So, height of delirium, and you looked at the ice cream selection and the gelato, and... said, I'm pretty sure it was bubblegum ice cream, but you were like, that just looks like vanilla ice cream with a bunch of Domestos thrown over
it. Oh, it does, yeah. Toilet duck and fucking vanilla. it's been a busy fucking... So basically what happened was we did Marfelt.
Yeah.
That was Saturday. That was good. And you had a bunch of shit to do, and I feel rude for not doing it, but I just left. Sorry.
Yeah.
I had a pregnant wife, and I had to get home.
Yeah.
And I had to do some shit, and I would have been another fucking 2 hours had I stayed about, and I just had to go, so I apologise. But thanks to everyone who came out, because that was sold out a long time ago. Would go back, 100% would go back.
Yeah, it was class.
Apart from that one dude who just got so drunk, he was just going, woo!
Yeah, some guy heckled me and then used a Frankie Boyle or a Jimmy Carr.
Yeah.
Some dude heckled me, right, and I came back at him. And sit. What was it? I timed my time. So I'm doing 20 minutes support for you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to make sure it's on the dot. I fuck off because it's your show. Come on, kill. Good night. We go home. Get a chippy. And I go on, and my timer fucks up halfway through. And I'm like, shit, I gotta fucking reset this timer now and make sure I'm still doing my time that I've been given. And as I'm resetting the timer, this dude in an 11 degrees t-shirt, nonetheless.
Well, obviously.
Which seems to be the uniform these days for cocoons. And he shouts out...
The young'uns are wearing the 11 degrees.
Yeah. Fucking turn 180 degrees and fucking jump in the river, would you?
Oh,
you and anyway, so he...
Zing, bro.
Zing, bro. It might be 9 o'clock in the morning, but I'm still throwing them zingers. And,
I didn't even care if he was open this time.
I was
zing time.
I was doing material about my ex-girlfriend, and at that point I went to change the timer, and the guy in the crowd was like, are you texting her now? And I just swiftly was like, oh, I'm actually texting your mum, mate. Texting her back.
Zing, night zing, I ring, zing.
Right? Dude comes back and he says, well, if you want my comeback, you can scrape it off your mum's chin. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, someone's been watching Jimmy Carr compilation videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
And thankfully the crowd got that reference.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like as if you're not watching all stand-up.
Yeah,
that is available to you.
Yeah,
shut your comeback. Shut up.
Yeah,
but
it was a great gig. The crowd were great.
I didn't really get heckled. I don't really get heckled that much, to be honest. Famous last words. But
yeah.
And then what did I do Sunday? I can't even remember. I'm
so out of it right now. This is like a really half delirious podcast.
I'm delirium silence right now.
Hey,
Nestor! Oh my god!
I don't think shit happened on Sunday, so we may as well just strike that off. But Monday then, went to Glasgow.
We went to fucking... So you came over, stayed over.
Yeah.
We fucking got up at wanker o'clock.
Yeah.
And went to the fucking airport where I got absolutely... I got the fucking Pablo Escobar treatment. They just ripped my fucking bag apart. The girl goes, are you Godzilla? And I went, yeah, I suppose so. And then she goes, kill, I'm just going to take all this shit out of your bag. Now, this is how fucking stupid they are. There's literally a weed vape.
Yeah, Colin was carrying drugs in his rucksack.
I got a weed vape there, and she just set it in the box, and just taking all the fucking cameras out of, or like all the batteries out of the bag and everything. And then she comes back and she goes, "That's all good." And then she hands me a different bag, and I'm like, "That's my bag."
Yeah,
you tell me.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you missed the drugs.
Meanwhile, I'm walking around high as fuck, mate.
In the pictures.
Yeah. Remember that girl just doing her makeup, just waving at us?
Yeah.
That was weird.
Intense.
So I got in the fucking plane and then just had a lot of time to kill in Glasgow. You know, went and got a fry. That was nice. You know, there's the, you went to the toilet, you went to get coffees or something, and there was ones behind us. And someone came around to collect the plates and was like, "Was everything okay for you?" And the guy was like, "Lovely, lovely, lovely, absolutely lovely." You're like, "Is there any sausage?" Yeah, I can't even keep my eyes open. Where's my sunglasses? This is the eyes closed podcast.
Yeah.
But then we went to see Ad Astra.
Yeah.
Which is stressful, bro. See, when you're like, we've been tired from the plane, you know, we're a bit tense.
Too much.
Even the plane, like I'm jet lagged from a 20-minute flight.
Yeah.
We got the biggest popcorns ever for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
Oh, you just had a fry? Do you want, and I'm not joking, a bin of popcorn?
Yeah. And a bucket of Coke.
What's cherry Pepsi Max like?
See, for some reason, cinema, like fucking...
Findings?
Aye, tastes like shit. Same as McDonald's. Have you ever McDonald's Sprite?
No.
Tastes like someone fucking poured a Duracell battery into a cup.
I like, I like McDonald's, I can't even talk, McDonald's Fanta.
Yeah.
That's the shit, the machine Fanta. I swear to God, I'm gonna fucking...
But it was way too, like, it was a very intense movie, wasn't it? And like...
Yeah, basically fucking... Brad Pitt goes into space to like fetch his dad, who's on a fucking space mission from years ago, who's wrecking the fucking shop, and he has to go find him. Like his dad's just drunk out and about.
Yeah, his dad's steaming.
I'll go get him. But there's one bit in it which was completely threw me. Spoiler alert: there's like one of these, you know, space satellite things, and they're like, "Oh, we got to break in," and then they break into it, and obviously there's been some sort of test monkeys that they took on the plane, baboons, no less,
baboons.
Yeah, baboons by fuck.
Flesh eating baboons. Yeah, it was such a hard left.
They've went fucking buck mad and at the face off everybody.
Yeah.
And Brad goes in the fucking the aircraft, and these things are just going buck mad.
Brad's well fit for them, tell you what. Pulled out that fucking laser gun, wasted.
Brap, you know what I mean?
And then he went out to get his elbow, and his elbow was like, "Fuck off, I'm happy here."
And then he just lets his dad float into space.
They were honest to God, there was a scene where they're baiting each other up halfway in space, and I can't stop thinking about it ever since, about how much I'd love to beat the fuck out of my dad in space.
That'd be so good.
Imagine giving your old boy a dig with zero gravity. Chin the fucker.
You see, I don't know whether you get the power behind it, would you? You need a bit of gravity, surely.
Yeah.
I don't know how space works, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't, here. Also not qualified to talk about space.
Yeah.
Too much space, to be honest with you.
A lot of it.
Nah, it's too much.
Yeah. We couldn't even judge how much space was in a bag of popcorn.
No.
To be like, obviously the small will do.
No.
Give me the large one. Like, literally, that large one that we got would feed 16 people at a party.
Yeah.
Absolutely uncalled for.
And it wasn't good, sweet popcorn, you know what I mean?
No, it was trash.
It was just air.
I mean, I think they just swept the floor and put it back in the bag.
Yeah.
Disgusting. I hate that. Is he picking your seat in the cinema? Fuck. It's
here.
The movie's on at 11 in the morning. What seat you want to sit in? Whatever fucking one I want.
Yeah.
How about that?
And then, do you remember, so we took the attitude of like, right, they've given us a seat number, but we'll sit in the seats and, you know, we'll, Jesus Christ, and we'll use up maybe like 4 or 5 seats, you know, put our bags down, give a bit of space between us, you know, let the nuts hang for a bit.
Yeah.
Tits in the wind. And, these two women came up, and you'd swear we took their seats at a Westlife concert.
Well, Aaron, it was actually a man and a woman.
Oh, well, sure.
Gender's not even a thing, but...
I don't see gender.
You're sitting in our seats, and you're like, there's fucking 700 seats in here.
Yes.
You dirty bitch.
And then and you had to sit together, just lumping against each other.
Yeah. And we could, I don't know why we didn't move. We should have just moved down the fucking road. Yeah.
We're just all by ourselves as well, right beside us.
But there's so many people... I mean, we were doing it. There's so many people just killing time in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Get off a flight, waiting for a flight, just fucking sit there. And then we went to this shop, which is like a streetwear sort of shop. I go every time in Glasgow. It's sweet. Got a new hat, bro. Don't even mention it. Thanks.
Swag.
Oh, shit, son. And the guy's like, oh, so, you know, what are you here for? And we got talking to him, and would he ever let us go.
I mean, he's probably listening to this right now.
Oh, is this, I mean, lovely?
Yeah.
Here, yeah. If he's listening, right? What did he say his name was? Lester?
I can't remember. I was staring around the place.
Bro, you talked so much, I didn't even get to look around your shop. You know what I mean? I wanted to really go around that shop and take it in.
Yeah.
But we told him we're comedians and not a podcast and on. He's fucking, I'll check that out.
Yeah.
Some fucking gear in there, but see those watches, all those Nixon watches.
Oh, yeah.
I nearly came home very poor.
Big fan.
But then we went to the cinema, and then went to the fucking hotel room, and with all sorts of fucking intentions. We were like, let's do a podcast, let's do this. And we were just so knackered, I was like, I'm fucked. And we went to bed, like two big fat fucking bitches.
Yeah, Halloween nap.
In this, it was like a guest house, really. It wasn't really a hotel, but it was booked purely on the fact that we could walk across the street to the venue.
It was perfect, it was lovely.
And it was run by this Indian family, which is class. I love that.
Yeah.
You'll be ready in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Class.
Yeah. Big fan.
Stayed in there. I mean, basically the room, I would say, was a regular bedroom. And then they put a toilet in and then built a little wooden shack around the toilet. You know, so if any of us went for a piss or a shit. Ra-ta-ta-ta.
Well, the toilet had that like wee slide door, you know.
Yeah.
And, like stars in your eyes type shit.
Which is definitely if we didn't drink. But if we did, someone would have just walked through that forwards instead of sliding it, which I mean, did. I did that in Kamakura in Belfast. You know, I got a sliding door.
Yeah.
And I fucking grabbed it and fucking came out of the runners at the top.
I mean, we didn't drink, but we had like 3 hours sleep and a kebab, so we might as well have went on fish.
Because we went for ramen, which is standard procedure for us two fat bitches. Went for that. But you see, ramen, you get those gyozas.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker, me pork gyoza. Get the fucking lack of pork gyozas. They're sort of like getting the level of popularity where it, you know, you'll say it like goujon or jambon or something.
Mm-hmm.
Jambon in your set.
Yeah,
people will just be like, "Fucking, there's a lack of gyozas, lack of fucking pork gyozas."
Yeah.
That deli in the spa does fucking banging gyozas.
Any fucking dumplings talking about, sir?
There's a fucking tray of dumplings. But I had that and I had the ramen and fucking three scoopfuls.
Yeah.
So by the time I got done with the gig, starving.
Yeah.
You know, met up with Paul McVeigh from the Grip House. The most unlikely savage of all time.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way to be, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
You don't want to look scary and be a fucking wee freak. You want to look like him. And he's like, yeah, man, what's up? I love Pokemon or whatever. And would literally...
Oh, he'd kill you?
End your life.
Yeah, he'd kill you. And he'd sit like a baby that night.
Oh, yeah. And he'd just be like, well, he had to die.
Yeah. Well, the only way you could tell is if you look at his ears.
Yeah, his ears look like two fucking, like, you know, like Snack-A-Jacks?
Yeah. They fucking do.
You bust a Snack-A-Jack in half and put the... In fact, all them boys that were out with him...
Yeah, the other guy that was with him had the exact same ears. And I was, like, looking at it.
No, his weren't that bad, like.
But they were still, like, kind of, like, fucking, like, Snack-A-Jack-esque. And I was like, how the fuck are you doing me right now?
Fucking, they're both black belts, like.
Yeah.
So you're gonna get
black ears.
Black ears. I love that though. Just two fucking. God bless them. Now, shout out to you, nerds.
Great fellas. But no, I'm happy enough with my ears the way they are. Thanks. Yeah.
But we did a gig in Ore and Moor in Glasgow. Which when I used to live in Glasgow, we used to hang out in the West End a lot. You know, that's where you go get all the fancy coffees and shit. And it's nice. It's a wee bit of a cooler area near the uni and all that shit.
Yeah.
And. I remember seeing that there's the bar that Ore and Moor. I remember seeing Jim Owen had a poster at it. And then I'd done Glasgow a couple of years. You'd done the first year with me. It was like a double header. And then went back last year with Aaron. Or Begley, sorry. And then this year, they were trying to step it up a notch. And I just remember going like, I would love to do it in the West End. And then I seen Jim Owen did it one time. So people do comedy there. Booked it. And like a 300 capacity 280 or something like that.
It was packed.
Packed out.
It was insane.
Which is just like blowing my mind at the minute. Like, that Art Owen show wasn't really selling that well. And then I just sort of posted it. And then people were like, oh, fuck, is that tomorrow? And just bought all the tickets.
Yeah.
And then, like, Magrafelt was already sold out. This one was, like, had done way better. It had already sold more than I'd ever sold in Glasgow. Almost double it. And then just more and more tickets were flying out in the day. And then you're just there and it's just packed.
Yeah, the day of the gig, there was a shit ton of tickets flying out.
Yeah. Crazy. And it was ridiculous gig, like.
Yeah, it was.
I was watching you from the back and you were just fucking smashing it. And like, I could see you getting all fucking wee bit of swagger and all. You know what I mean? You look like, you look like you were, you know, like something, you were filming your special and you were getting all fucking animated.
Not a good time, no.
Yeah. And then, of course, you do, it's such a mind trick. I don't know why you can't teach yourself to go like this. Here's how you're going to feel. You're going to go, oh man, I'm playing over here. I don't know if I'm going to get a crowd. Then it's going to sell quite well. Then you're going to go, all right, but will it sell out? Then you push it. Then it starts to sell more. Then you go, oh shit, there's actually going to be fucking 200 plus people here.
Yeah.
And then you start to shit yourself again. You're like, oh, I don't know this venue. And then, like, they pile in and people start tagging you on Instagram, and then you go up and then you do fucking well. And then I'm like, oh my God, absolutely shitting myself. And then there's this like acceptance that happens about 5 seconds before you go on stage where you're like bricking it, bricking it, bricking it. And then it's like, right, you're going on 2 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. And you just go like, yeah, everything just like fucking like disappears. And you're like, right, this is my only job now.
Yeah.
And you're like, why did I have to shit my pants for like fucking 2 hours today? Instead of just being like, oh, well, Aaron did well, so obviously it's going to go well.
Yeah.
You know, if you died in your hole, I'd be like, okay, this crowd's a bit quiet. Do you know what I mean? But it was fucking unbelievable, wasn't it?
It was genuinely, like, it was deadly. Like, one of the best gigs I've done, like, outside of Northern Ireland. It's class.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, it might, it, like, if you're talking, like, rhythm? Maybe one of the best gigs I've done. It felt like there was no breaks in it at all.
And not a single hiccup either. Like, the venue staff were so fucking helpful and attentive. Like, everything just ran so smooth. Nobody from the crowd was acting bollocks. Although one guy did, and it didn't cause any disturbance to the show, but one guy completely fucking emptied himself in the back row. He fell off his seat. I thought the chair snapped in two. And then all his mates were kind of making a commotion about it. And I was like, fuck, I hope this doesn't start something.
It probably did. Those type of chairs probably did snap.
Yeah, because they're like made out of fucking like bamboo sticks or some
and
shit.
And they get used for like all sorts of events. And they're not that strong anyway.
Yeah. And he fucking dumped like.
Oh, man. Fucking drinks all over the place, no doubt. Yeah. But yeah, very pleasurable. Did the gig. Chatted to some folks. And then just went to the hotel room. And like, I was like, I'll pack my bag now. Because I don't want to fucking do it in the morning. Meanwhile, the morning was a couple of hours
away. It was mere hours away.
I feel like I should have just stayed up, because you do that thing where you're like, right, it's like 12:30 and we're getting up at 4:00, and then you're like, okay, it's 1:00 now. And then I slept for about an hour, woke up again. It was just fucking, it was disaster.
It wasn't even like, you know, we could have went in and went straight to bed, but of course we watched a prison documentary instead.
I mean, I actually love when that, because I don't have the focus to watch any programs, but sometimes you just put a thing on and it's like 10 minutes into some horrendous documentary and you're like, fuck it. The best one, and I've talked about it in this podcast before, was the Great British Brothel one.
Yeah.
I flicked that on. I was like, what a gift from Jesus this is. Unbelievable. But now I feel, I don't know what happened, got on the plane yesterday. It was like, you just get that stingy throat. I was like, this doesn't feel good. And then it just got worse and worse, and then I was shouting. And then I was really sore last night, and then I slept for about 3 hours. As soon as I woke up, I was like, I can't swallow at all.
Yeah.
It's fucking gross. So I've been down in fucking Lemsips and Hall Soothers all bastard day.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we're done with this podcast in half an hour, we'll get you home to get your podcast up.
Get on those bus and
dirt,
fucking
dirt shovel.
No.
And then I'm going to go to sleep till we go to Dublin tomorrow.
The fuck, that's it. We're going to Dublin tomorrow.
Do you want to do a workout before we go to Dublin?
Yeah, we should.
Do we run?
Yeah, I packed gym gear for Glasgow like a fucking dickhead.
Yeah, me too. I wish I hadn't.
Height of optimism, that was. Yeah, we'll probably end up, you know, getting down here and go for a run around the park.
Here's where you would have ran, right? If you could get into your hotel at about 10.
Yeah.
If you could get into your hotel, dump all your shit, get changed, then you would do a workout, and then you come back and be like, right, we'll have a wee nap.
Yeah.
But you'd have fucking kill like 7 hours before you even get in the hotel room.
Yeah.
Fucking eat my ass. Right, 24 minutes. I've been talking about it. People were probably expecting mad stories from Glasgow. Shit. Did nothing.
Didn't drink.
You know, what other crazy shit happened?
No drugs, no hoers.
Bought a coffee. It leaked. That was some shit.
That was mad. That was. Yeah, tour life's mental. Leaky coffee.
And then you bought like one of those Jarritos.
The Mexican juice. Yeah, they're lethal.
Which the girl, she's like, "Can we open that for you?" And she popped it open with a bottle opener.
Yeah.
And then I joked around. I was like, "Oh, I'll put a wee straw on it for him." And she like laughing away.
Yeah.
Very attractive.
Loved it. Yeah.
Very attractive.
Yeah, I love the West End, and like I don't understand why, like, you know, like hipster kind of gets a bit of a bad rep, and it's like, well, it's just like nice coffees and.
I mean, there's hipster, and then there's like, you know, it's just the place that's like close to the uni, and it's a bit cooler.
Although to be fair, we did walk past one place, and they were selling like fucking fish tanks of wine. You know, like the place had like the big fucking glass bowls of like whiskey and gin and shit like that. And I was like, yeah, that's where it goes too far. Like,
oh, that you pointed that out and I didn't even look. Yeah. Like, look at the state of that. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. That's too far.
Too far, you bastard. And that's Glasgow. Now, we were sitting around the other night and I said, I just had this flashback where I was like, there was, I remember going to a judo class when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the dads who'd brought his kids there, and you didn't believe me at the time, but you can actually Google this. One of the dads arrived in this t-shirt, and he was having a laugh, and all the adults were laughing. And it was like an airbrushed t-shirt that he got on holiday. And I remember seeing it, because I was young, like, but I wasn't, you know, innocent at all. Like, I was like, I knew what I was looking at. Probably 12, maybe.
This is a child's judo class.
The juniors, like the kids' judo class.
Child.
He had a t-shirt. Hold on, I'm going to just see if I can get this. My search history is fucking incriminating. Dirty humor t-shirts. The t-shirt showed, in graphic detail, a man fishing up to his waist in water. And then under the water, a fish is sucking his cock. And it says, now I googled the words fishing blowjob t-shirt. There's a guy, yeah, and there's a little hand drawn that says the happy fisherman, and he's fishing, and the fish is sucking his cock.
Yeah, he's found Nemo and made him give him a blowjob.
And Nemo's like, arg, arg, arg. And this is in a judo class. And I remember all the parents like laughing and stuff. And I was just like, what is going on here?
Yeah, that's like those slogan t-shirts that you walk past and it's like, oh, that's a funny line. And you laugh at it and then you move on. People buy those, like. Buy those and then walk about in them.
Someone sees it and goes, "Fuck shit, Trisha. Is that hilarious?" And that's it. There's one there. Orgasm donor. And they don't even meet. How fucking like... second language is that? Keep calm and it's a blowjob day.
Keep calm, it's blowjob day.
MILF, man, I love fishing. How many fishing t-shirts? Oh, look at that one. The emoji, the cocksuck emoji.
Oh my god.
Plan for today. Kick my wife, go fishing.
Cool. These are all fishing t-shirts?
Oh yeah, I'll go back into this one here. Imagery. Let me see. 1 + 1 = 3 if you don't use a condom. These are so fucking bad. Like, I don't know why. All I can think of is like, you know, it's like an old Russian man telling a joke. 1 + 1 = They're like, talk to him. He is a wise old man in my town. Well, let me tell you, 1 + 1 = 3 if you don't use a condom.
It's like the old town characters in Oma, for example. Like it's like dudes that are like attached to the bar, like they're part of the furniture, and they wear t-shirts like, if found, please return to the pub.
Fart loading.
Also available in sober.
1 tequila, 2 tequila, 3 tequila floor. Guy's divorced. Doesn't see his kids. What about this one? Work harder. People on benefits depend on us.
Oh my god, what a cunt t-shirt.
Oh shit. Football and beer. What else is there? What a pointless statement.
Yeah, but someone that's wearing that t-shirt, I guarantee you, is happy. You know?
Well, there's happiness and then there's like that sort of ignorance is bliss type vibe. I've got gas and I'm not afraid to use it. Farts. Skateboarding is not a crime. Best hobby ever. Even duct tape can't fix stupid. but it can muffle the sound. What are you saying? I'm a virgin. This is an old t-shirt.
Zinger.
Fucking right, bro. Post merchant. Happy wife, happy life. Sort of knobber wears that?
Oh my god, warning.
Warning, politically incorrect.
Oh my god. What was that one we seen the other day? And it was like, I tried being normal, worst 2 minutes of my life.
Said the fat virgin. Tried being normal once, worst 2 minutes of my life, back to crazy. What's crazy? Gaming. 18 hours a day and bed sores.
I tried being sober once, worst 5 hours ever.
I know.
Party
yeah.
animal.
Yeah, enjoy the sclerosis, you fucking heap.
Oh, fucking hell.
Dare to be different.
Oh my god.
What is this t-shirt like?
Siggy.
Know what this is like? GCSE art.
Yeah.
You know where someone's like, I'm going to make a crazy t-shirt. I got a dig bick. You read that wrong. You read that wrong too.
Oh yeah, that's Bebo banter right there. That's straight from Bebo.
Fucking
sex, drug and sausage rolls.
Always be yourself. Unless you're going to be Batman, then always be Batman. It was the dog.
I should get my dad that t-shirt. We even have a dog.
Did your dad do that? Just drop farts and be like, where's that?
My dad's favourite banter is shiting himself and then going, damn fucking floorboards.
Full incontinent diarrhea. Yeah. That was like, well, did I stand on a frog? Or shit all in my pants? So like, oh, what's that? Is that my bad knee? Or did I just have explosive diarrhea?
Literally scats down his leg. Are they taking the buns out?
That'd be so funny if you're like an old people's home. And you're just doing something like that. You just fully piss yourself. Is that roof leaking? Is that another leak in the roof?
You boke on your fucking tits. Did you check on immersion? What the fuck?
Just fucking loaf in your pan. Didn't know we're making a roast today.
Good man, Fred, you've shit a full meter. Sheet of bread. Oh, fucking hell.
Your dad, that's so funny.
My dad doesn't shit me, that's more of a nutty crust.
He's like, someone doing donuts out in the street. Arn, get them up. Who needs hair with a body like this?
Fuck.
I may be wrong, but it's highly unlikely. Cock! Ugh. What a cock fest.
Oh my god, and this long sleeve too. I don't know why that makes it worse.
Yeah. The last thing I want to do is hurt you, but it's still on the list.
Oh my god.
I tell you what. The guy, people wear these t-shirts, never seen.
Yeah, if you honestly come pre-packaged in banter, then I don't know. One of my favorite ones though was, I think, I can't remember if we looked at this or if I saw this in real life, but someone was wearing a t-shirt that said, read this while I stare at your tits, which is big no-no today.
What a specific t-shirt. Best teacher in Nottingham.
I want that now.
I want that one. Geography sucks. I'd wear that. I feel like, you know, like Kurt Cobain would wear that or something.
Yeah.
Rape me!
Geography sucks.
WTF, where's the food? Get that for Maureen. Hands off the bump. Party and bullshit. I'd wear that.
Party and bullshit.
It's all about the...
Oh, yeah, check out that fake Supreme, bro.
It's all about the ass... But it says baseline.
Nice. But the ass is highlighted. Yeah, I see what it is.
It's all about the ass line. Supreme. I may be wrong, but it's highly unlikely. That's the worst one. These are fucking incredible, though, aren't they?
Google worst slogan t-shirts.
Okay. We're going to have the podcast questions soon. I'm not in danger. I am the danger. But that's from Breaking Bad.
I'm the fucking one that knocks around here, you bastard.
Breaking Dad doesn't make sense. Good Girl, Bad Habits. I'm dead on, but I also take heroin.
What's that like go-to like girl quote? Like,
no girl ever made history.
What is it?
No girl ever made history being innocent or something? I don't know.
It's basically saying about, you know, just be a slut, you'd be around.
YOLO, suck that cock. Bad girls wear black. Imagine you saw someone Tinder and you're like, man, she's hot as shit. Swiped on her, met up with her, and then she turned up and her t-shirt said, bad girls wear black. Good night, Irene. Alright, we'll do some fucking questions up in this motherfucker. It'll be a short podcast today, but I might try and do another.
We're not doing too bad here. 35 minutes.
We'll talk till 10 and then we'll take you to the bus.
What time is it right now?
It's 20 to 10, so it is.
20 minutes.
There's a Porsche t-shirt spelled wrong. That's funny, I'd wear that. Very good at bad decisions. Oh, ye dirty bastard. No bad vibes.
Nice.
Peace, bro. Bad bitches only.
Oh.
No mediocre. What?
Bad bitches only, no mediocre. I think that's a...
Migos that's a, lyric,
is yeah, it? That's a rap line somewhere.
Bad bitches only, no mediocre.
I think Hugo Duncan said that.
How is Hugo? He's your dad's mate, isn't he?
Ah, he's not doing too bad.
Does he speak to him often? I swallow. Ugh.
Oh, wow.
Where did this whole spit swallow shit come from?
What do you mean?
Like, are people, like, legit...
There's only two options.
Are people... No, there's not. Like, you have to go, like... Stop! Oh, no, or God. Just, like, you don't see... It's just, like... That's your two options?
Yes.
Nah, bro, spray and pray.
Oh, you need Jesus, all right. A bad day of wrestling is still better than a good day of school. Yeah.
Absolutely. Said nobody. Right, these are getting out of fucking control here. Being bad and easy.
Bad choices make good stories.
Where's that? Oh, there.
Yeah.
We wanted to be adults so bad. And look at us now.
Where did you see that?
All right, the grey one.
Oh, fuck off. I never said it was a good idea. What is the point in having that on a t-shirt? Have you heard the crack with Kanye's new album? Need new music? Bad. Da-da-da-da-da.
As if he's, like, in contact with us.
Here. You were texting him, weren't you?
Any orange one? I will...
McCann was Snapchatting Kanye.
Kanye BBM me, and the album is delayed. Which, who would have thought? Man's not great with deadlines. He's gifted in the studio, but he's not great with keeping his word now.
And do you think it'll be the same as always, where like it comes out and people are like, I don't know if I like this, and then a month later you're like, this is the best shit I've ever heard in my
life. Yeah, in like 3 years everyone's gonna be making gospel music. You'll hear a Travis Scott church album.
Straight up
the Lord.
Straight up to heaven. Straight up. I think I actually have I hold on.
Straight up, straight up. Nice.
Just got a bad sub. Straight up. What about trying to watch that documentary? What a pile of shit that was. Yeah,
just a bunch of footage chopped together.
Absolutely terrible. Did you... Violin Mick, do you know you can get cans of Peroni now? Big cans.
Oh, fuck, I.
Bag of cans, game just stepped up a level. Feel like this information would cause McCann to blow his load. Fucking Peroni, sir.
Here.
Yeah, you did near shit when your mom was like, is Peroni okay? And you're like, is it okay?
No, you just don't, like...
I don't know if I can ever pay you back.
You don't get dished out free beer in general, but free Peroni. You know what I mean?
What?
Look, you're too used to it. It's still novel to a young... I mean, it's even like myself.
It's nicer than someone going like, here's some Coors Light.
Yeah.
Which is the worst fucking...
And I'll tell you what, I'd still be grateful for it. I'd be like,
oh, no, you know, if someone's like, will I get you a box of beer? You'll take it. You'll take whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Peroni was, yeah, nice. If he'd had Stella, I'd have near shit. But
Fuck, I.
But yeah, I don't
know. Even looking bit.
I feel like I just like tins of Stella, though.
I love Stella.
Why do you think Northern Irish comedians are not so big in Dublin? And that's from Gav. I don't know.
I mean,
because the ones up here are better than most of the ones down south.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's a fact. It is, though.
Mm.
I think it's just good old-fashioned racism.
Mm-mm.
You know? I mean, as much as people go on about, like, reunited Ireland and all this here shit, people from the north and south generally, or no, mainly people from the south, don't take anyone from the north seriously at anything.
Well, it's weird because even the guy who ran the venue last night was asking kind of like a similar question, like, you know, what's the crack with down south and stuff? And it's true, like, it seems to translate better to Glasgow than it does down south for some reason.
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah, I don't know what the fuck the crack is.
Because, you know, you go down south and it's all, oh, these fucking Nordy fucking weirdos and all fucking, you know, it's like, there's this weird...
Yeah, there's always... I hate that fucking word.
Nordy?
Mick, you could fucking boil pasta in my blood when I hear it, hey. Fucking bastard.
Blood pasta.
And every time someone brings you up on stage and have to mention it, this next comic is a Nordy.
Yeah, and there's been like fucking 8 comedians that sound exactly like that cunt talking about the same shit. Goes up, you know.
Yeah. Fuck up.
I know.
Fiddly diddly dee fucker.
Yeah.
Oh, do you remember the fucking Obama was here?
Stop it.
Yeah, sorry, I swallowed.
Gross.
Yeah. You would best better, you dirty bastard.
Spit out my own tits, rub it all about. Why do you think they're not so big in Dublin? I don't know, but I also don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Who gives a fucking shit anyway? Do you think I fucking give a shit? That's from Chopper.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Nice little photo, Jimmy. Are you buzzing to get back into Glasgow? Do you ever miss living here? Excited for the show tonight, getting the squad down to Oran Mór.
Nice.
And that's from our boy Mikey. Yeah, Glasgow's great.
Glasgow's a great city.
As you said, like, you... Oh, fuck my arse. You never experienced, like, that West End area. You were like, oh, this is not what I thought Glasgow was at all. You know, all ramen and fucking boba tea up in this bitch.
But Glasgow is, like...
Is that how you say that? Boba tea?
Boba tea, yeah.
Hey, do you want some frog spawn with fucking milk in it?
Glasgow is, like, it's the closest thing to Belfast that isn't living in Belfast. Like, if you move to Glasgow from Belfast, there's not that much of a shift.
Similar vibe. I've heard people just say, like, Edinburgh's more or less just like England.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, Glasgow's great. You don't feel like you're in a city. You know, you go to a city and you're like, oh, get the Google Maps out, we're lost.
Yeah.
You don't feel like that in Glasgow somehow.
No.
You know, it's just fucking grand. I don't know, it just feels like, I don't know, it's good.
I like it.
Loudest subway of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, put some WD-40 in that bastard.
Throw a bit of fucking... lubricant,
fuck's sake,
around it, sir. Top 10 wanks of all time from Adam. Sun don't shine on my
now
leg.
We're talking.
Woo! yeah, fucking top 10 wanks of all time, boy. Straight up, you know what I mean? Straight up your ass.
Top 10 wanks of all time.
10, like, not even 3.
Yeah, holy fuck, like, I haven't even had 10 memorable wanks.
Every wank you have is the best one you've ever had. I mean, it's so short, you don't remember how good it is.
Aqua, you'll never forget your first now.
And you're shitting myself. Oh my god, what's happening? Watching Euro Trash likely.
Aye.
You know?
Spritzing all over the place. Pretty sure my first masturbation orgasm was to WWE wrestler Trish Stratus. So, plus one on
what
that.
Other sort of... What did you say to masturbatory orgasm? What did you say there?
Masturbational orgasm.
Masturbational. What other sort of orgasms were you having at that age?
Like, I had no fucking wet dreams and whatnot.
Do you know what?
I've never had a wet dream.
Me neither. I get it all out in the daylight.
No,
I'm not saving it up for a night when I'm asleep. You know, you get to fucking enjoy it.
I have to sleep. I have to refill at that stage. Fuck's sake, keg's empty.
You have to wake up and drain it like a fucking cyst. Her there?
Oh, what?
Trish Stratus?
Yeah, but look up Trish Stratus in the 90s.
Okay, 90s. So you're just pulling the wire yourself in the front room?
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most porn star look you can have, isn't it?
Yeah.
Blonde with big fake dates.
And she was gifted in the ring, too.
Look at that for a Photoshop.
That's a paint job, for fuck's sake.
Terrible. Is that her?
No, that's Sable.
Fake tits, bro. Not into it. Girls, just keep your wee tits.
Yeah.
Fucking fake tits are grim. I mean, that's such a 90s ass, isn't it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't... If you were photographed in, like, some magazine nowadays with an ass like that, people would be like, bro, get squatting. But yeah. In the 90s, people were like, look at that tight little child's ass.
Check out that for 90s, fuck, yeah.
That one?
Yeah. I mean, she's gleaming.
Now, her face, Maureen would tell you, way too much sun on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's getting real leathery there. But it might be steroids too, you know.
Yeah.
What other hot wrestling girls was there?
There was a lot.
Who, like?
I love someone's just photoshopped her in the ring, naked.
Right up the skate. Who else was there?
Tori Wilson, Stacey Keibler, the list goes on and on. Like
Tori Wilson. Ugh.
Yeah, not.
No. Give me one more. Is that Ric Flair's daughter?
No. Oh. She's called Charlotte Flair.
Her there. Woo. Yeah. Fucking hell. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? Well, that fucking neb. Aaron's boiling over here. You sound like a percolator.
Percolator. Fucking hell.
Some fucking guns on her though. No, Jesus Christ.
Ripped her.
Yoked. But yeah, that's absolutely Ric Flair in the face.
Yeah.
Woo, I can't do that noise today.
Imagine bucking Ric Flair's daughter.
I mean, yeah, you'd definitely let out a few fucking woo.
Oh, you'd have to, like, yeah. Put the robe on and all. I'd make a real show of it.
What wrestler used to drink milk all the time?
Kurt Angle.
Okay. Little bit of the milky bubbly, little bit of the deal for him, little bit of the cream and nail. You probably covered this, but since you're in Glasgow, Celtic or Rangers?
Oh, you sectarian bastard.
I don't honestly get it.
They're both shade, do they not?
I mean, it's Scottish football, so yeah. Who gives a fuck? Just back from Vegas, where we seen a comedian, Shang, at the Laugh Factory. He was very funny, lots of dick and midget hooker jokes. Just stealing all my stuff, bro. Seen a comedian, loads of dick stuff, loads of midget porn stuff. You'd
great
love it.
Stuff.
Stuff all around. Do you still enjoy the podcast now you're so busy these days? Alright, well, you my fucking manager, John? What the fuck, bro? I'm not doing one right now.
Yeah, fresh off a flight.
You know what I mean? Absolutely running on fumes today. Yeah. Is my throat feel like someone fucked me with a pineapple? Yes.
Fumes being peppermint tea and holes?
Yeah, running on fumes, and by that I mean sausage. Coffee. Sun don't shine on my... What's that? Okay, that's us on the left. Question for the podcast. Are you in Belfast this weekend till I choke the fuck out of you? Jokes. Be great to get a role. Barry. What sort of fucking thing is that to say something?
It's a very intimidating DM.
We choke the fuck out of you, bro.
Till I choke the fuck out of you.
You'll be tired getting around my neck. Doing laps of it.
Imagine you combined your neck and my head. Indestructible. That's actually Thanos. If you combine my head and your neck. You know the cunt that snaps his fingers and all the Avengers die?
I thought you were trying to be all science. But also with
me?
With like a Sean Bean accent. Touch head to neck, that's my Thanos. You wanna see me Thanos? That's my Thanos. You bastard. Fucking bastard. Have you seen that, the bastard? Yeah.
That's so funny.
Am I in Belfast this weekend? No. What is this weekend? I have
you,
no idea.
You bastard.
I don't know. There's baby showers and all sorts of shit going on. Oh, I also haven't done jiu-jitsu in about fucking 6 months. Seeing you and Aaron on the flight, just decided to sit there and stare like a fucking perv. That doesn't say that, but that's how I read it.
Oh, okay. You've improved a wee bit.
Going to see you in the nerve centre. Can't wait. All right. People always do that. Seeing you over here. All right. Creepy bastard. Would you ever make a discussing video again? Well, that's more or less what a podcast is now, so probably not. Would you ever consider doing a live podcast from Glasgow? See you tonight. Kiki Winker. That's funny. Yeah, if we could sell fucking enough tickets, I would do one anywhere, really. Do you think Kylie Jenner should be nominated for Best Reality TV Star? Do you think she puts the best effort into the category? I'll be honest with you, Anastasia Beaverhausen. I don't give.
Oh, I know her.
Do you?
Yeah.
From where? Some fucking... Is that a real name?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. She's a lovely lady.
Anastasia Beaverhausen?
Yeah. 18.
What? Oh, 18 the number? I thought you were like, she's 18. So fucking...
What's hang on, the category of reality TV star?
I can't.
We don't have extensive research into that category. Although I have watched quite a lot of Kardashians because my ma's obsessed with it. Because one time someone said she looked mildly like Kris Jenner.
Oh, your ma took that really well.
Oh, yeah. Now she's obsessed with it.
If you were going to buck any Jenner, you'd bang the ma because she is no doubt Thanos slut level 5,000. Like
Thanos slut level.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's queen of the fucking sluts.
Yeah. I mean, look what she's produced.
I mean, you see her fucking ears prick up anytime a black dong strolls in the room. They're all the same. Which is like...
Yeah, when's there not black dong strolling around the Kardashian house, like?
That's what I'm saying.
You know? From rappers to basketball players.
Remember I used to have that bit where I was like, Kim Kardashian's ass is probably just full of old Rolexes and fucking NBA rings and all the people who just lost up her home. It wasn't great material. What's your honest opinion on Macrofelt? It was seriously handy for us lads from the town and good evenings laugh. It was still able to go out on the pints after. Good job. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
I thought it was great, yeah.
Lovely gig.
That's it. Has the student become the master?
Who's that? What does that even mean? Oisín Dodaí.
Oisín Dodaí. Were they talking about you or me? Is that what they were talking about? Jesus.
Fucking floorboards.
And floorboards have diarrhea in my pants. Jesus. Has the student become the master? Listen, good luck to you all. Do you have a song to hype you when you're running? I was listening to your Hit the Diff podcast and the fast-paced part coincided with my last 500-meter sprint. It worked and I wanted to kill myself.
Yeah.
Do you have ones that are good for running?
DNA by Kendrick Lamar. The last bit of that. Fucking... You'll run from here to fitness, sir.
I don't know, there's loads of songs I like. Has Patty Raff's Nigel character started to get on your tits yet?
Shade?
And that's from Shane Todd. No, that's from Elaine, sir. I don't know. I mean, if I'm being 100% honest, I might have seen one of them.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not doing my tits in at all. It's obviously not doing...
Stop trying to stir shit.
Too many people's tits in. See any sold out fucking...
Exactly. SSA. Get your fucking money.
When are you, McCann and Mickey, going to sit down and write a country song? Never.
The squad.
But you mean my tits in? And I'm tying on top of that. And you went against my consent, and you uploaded it anyway.
Yeah, I'm a photo raper.
I have some pictures of you calling that, you know.
Where?
Oh, no. Just keep fucking on me.
What photos? I'll say, I just want to see them.
Do you remember the one of you in morning holiday? And one day you took a picture, and you had the tie around you, and your hole was out? No?
I'll take a look at it, though.
Aye.
Why do you still have that, you freak?
Because you sent it to me in a WhatsApp group that automatically saves my camera roll.
I sent Mickey one because we were in honeymoon and I could hear like someone outside the door in the middle of the night, and I got up fully Billy Bollocks, like, went over to the door and was looking out at the people and I looked around and it was like, I was like backlit.
Yeah.
Because the people was like a wee bit lower, so you're like half going down looking through it, and there was like a bit of a wee side light from the bathroom on behind me, and I just, there was just a full silhouette of me and then like bollocks and dick. I took a photo of it and sent it to Mickey. It just looked so funny, like wee dangly bollocks and dick. And then I realised you could probably just put the contrast up in the photo and just see everything.
Yeah.
What's your favourite Disney film? I don't know if I have one or have seen enough to even answer that question correctly.
That's, I would say, Toy Story.
I don't know.
Although, ladies, watch out for dudes who try to act like they're really into Disney. That's a trap.
And that's one of Aaron's new bits as well.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get one more fishing. Born to fish, forced to work. I'll be honest with you, we ended on that question. I don't have a favourite Disney film.
Genuine question, have you ever went fishing?
Yeah, once.
What's it like?
It was off the edge of some rocks in the sea, so we caught some stuff. It was actually pretty fun.
What'd you get?
AIDS. No, it was... I have no idea. One of them was like red, like a wee red fish. Like that, red and silver.
Did you...
So I'm describing a car.
Did you eat it, like?
No, I just bit the fuck out of it and threw it.
Jesus Christ.
No, actually, my uncle fucking hit it in the head and it died, and then he's like, I don't even know what that is, and we'll just chuck it back. And I went, all right.
So he killed it and then chucked it back into the ocean?
Yeah.
Logic.
Cool guy. All right. We're going to have to go here, Aaron. Get you out of here.
No, I haven't watched the hatch.
But... Listen, live, laugh, love, dance like no one's watching, and fart loading. And that's it.
Yeah.
Right, we'll get out of here. I'll try and do another podcast later in the week. Probably my own podcast. Really get into some intelligent talk. Now, here's a t-shirt that says Master Baiter, but it's spelled B-A-I-T-E-R. And that's fishing banter, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway... Send me a message if anyone's ever been sucked off by a fish, and we'll read your story out live on air. Yes. Yeah, Shine.net for tour tickets, all that shit. Cheers for listening. See you later. See you later in the week.
All the best. God bless.
Listen to Dirt Civil. That's his podcast. All right. With his mate, who is essentially a neo-Nazi. All right. See you in a minute.